Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are going to talk this morning about an annual event that is a great event in the city of Fredericksburg, Porch Fest. And Kathy Walker is in this morning. Lisa Durham is in this morning. And we've done this show, the three of us, for the last few years. And Kathy, you and I have done it every year. So welcome back this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is always one of the, when we start talking about Porch Fest, it is, you're starting to talk about the end of summer. Or
yes, we are.
And I don't know how I feel about that. But it's
sorry about that.
I know. There's that. I'm happy to see you two. But it does mean that summer is starting to come to an end.
And we sort of hope that actually comes true on next Saturday. We have a sort of fallish type day would be even perfect.
If yeah. We were going to do yeah. That. The weather this weekend would not be a good Porch
no.
Fest day.
Well, even if it is hot, we still have a good Porch Fest day. We always have a lot of fun.
Oh, you do. Really, and there have been some years, I know, that it has been. I know the year that it was over in the neighborhood by Fairview Baptist Church. I remember that day was really hot.
Oh, that was a blisteringly hot day. It really was.
And we had a big crowd. It was really, you know, and people still came, and we still had a great time, and Kona Ice did really well, and we're going to have them again this year.
Yeah.
But it worked out, you know. So, yes, we hope for the cooler weather. But either way,
we are absolutely right, because even though it's hot, we have some tents up to give some shade, and we hope that other people will come with their umbrellas and their portable chairs so they can move from porch to hear some fantastic music. We have 16 acts this year.
Yeah.
16.
16?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So in 6 hours, for only $5, you can hear 16 different acts if you wish. So we feel that this is an incredible bargain. And you, also, you'll be, when you come in, you will get a wristband so that you may come and go if you like. So once you pay, you can go home for lunch if you want to and come back to hear somebody in the afternoon that you want to hear too.
16 acts, that's more than you've had
in
the past, isn't it? I mean, substantially more.
It is. And I think, too, we have this wonderful location this year at in the 2400 blocks of Hanson Avenue, and they're bounded by Charles Street and Fall Hill Avenue. So these blocks are larger. The lots are larger. So we did have more room where we could have more music at the same time. And that's been always the concern, is to make sure that we would spread out the music so that they didn't bleed over each other. And so this year, because of the length of the streets, then we are able to do that probably more successfully.
Yeah. I never even thought, that's Kathy, why you are in charge of this, because you're a thinker. I never thought of that. It's not like you could have, you know, you could have it, you know, just a couple houses down, because it would, you know, you'd have problems.
Yes, you do. And that is always the concern in the past, where we've had a much smaller four blocks to deal with. And now this is going to be great to see how well it works.
Interesting. Well, that does explain, because I know, because I remember last year, I think you had a couple, it was really a confined area, and you had a couple of choices, but I always thought.
Yes, you did. We always want you to have choices when you come. Every hour, there's two or three choices that you can have. So we do want to constantly have that. And this year, because we do have two larger groups of people performing, we have the Rappahannock Choral Society of 18 performing.
Well, that'd be interesting.
Yes, and so we wanted to make sure that they had a good venue that they can actually entertain everyone from as well. So they're up on a little knoll, and we're looking forward to their program for 1 hour concert too.
Wow, that you look at the progression, Lisa, of what's happened with Porch Fest, because initially it usually was just, you know, there was the small acts on a porch, but this is kind of cool, because you're expanding the numbers of not only of the groups, but the Rappahannock Choral Society, that will be a great spot.
We always want, always tried very hard to have different styles and as well as local favorites that we know that people want to hear, but to have choral singers and other kinds of performers. And, you know, this year we had so many people apply, which was wonderful. So that's part of the reason why we have so many. It was hard for us to say no. I mean, if we could, we would include everybody.
That's right.
But as Kathy says, you know, we have to think about this, and it's a little bit of a dance, you know, making it all fit. So what we're finding is every year, not only do we have more and more people who come, but we have more and more musicians who want to participate. And so it's really wonderful.
It is a Porch Fest. It's August the 19th, next Saturday, 11 to 5 in Fredericksburg, rap-arts.org. That is all kinds of information. There's a Facebook page for Rappahannock Arts. And we're going to talk about Rappahannock Arts, too, as we go along this morning. Lisa Durham, Kathy Walker here. Quick break. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Kathy Walker and Lisa Durham, and this morning we are talking Porch Fest, August 19th, 11 to 5 in Fredericksburg, the 400 blocks of Hanson and Welford Streets between Woodford and Riverside Drive.
Correct. And, you know, we have gotten so much wonderful support from all of the homeowners in that area too, and I have to thank and send a shout out especially to Mayo Carter. She has been our sort of captain of making sure that all the information got to all of the people in that neighborhood, and all of the homeowners have been absolutely fabulous in saying, oh yes, you can use my porch, or what else can I do for you. And so we have been exceedingly pleased with their support and their enthusiasm for this event.
Well, you hope you have that, because you really, you take over a neighborhood for that day.
We actually have had wonderful luck with that. We almost always have somebody approach us either the day of Porch Fest or even before Porch Fest saying, can we have it next year in our neighborhood?
Wow.
So,
that's a
that
good
is
problem.
Not been a problem.
And we do encourage that. So if those of you who are listening think about, would your neighborhood like to have Porch Fest? We do the organizing, but we do need the support of the neighbors and the people who own the homes there. And we also need a captain in the neighborhood who can sort of spearhead things with the neighborhood and be a liaison with us as Rap Arts.
And we've really gotten it down to
a science.
You know, you honestly, you will never even know that we were there. We come in, we set everything up, we have this wonderful event, and we take everything away.
Well, and you have experience, Lisa, because your house was last year part of the group.
Yeah.
You had a great porch. You have shade. You've got bushes around your house. It was the perfect setting.
It really was, and people were able to sit sort of even further out, and they said that they could really hear well. And our neighborhood loved it. We loved it. We enjoyed it. And the other thing we always hear every year is, can we do it here again?
Right.
And we said, well, we need to spread it around.
Yeah.
The whole idea is to go to different neighborhoods. So, it was really positive and wonderful.
As a homeowner, so you didn't have to do much preparation.
Just had to make sure my porch was ready. You know, so we just sort of moved things out of the way. We asked the homeowners to provide electricity.
Mm-hmm.
And really, really, that's it. And that's people sit in the street, or if they're allowed, in this case, perhaps on the lawn, because again, on Hanson Avenue, we have these longer lawns. But people are very respectful. We have never had any problems whatsoever. People just love it. It's a family event. No alcohol is allowed. No coolers are allowed. So it's really a wonderful Fredericksburg family community event.
It is. That was every year when you walk around it, you just think this is just such a nice community event. And you learn about it. I mean, every year I've learned about, I know these areas, but you don't, I'm usually not walking them like that.
And we do have, and for each neighborhood that we go to, we do a historical write-up about it. And this year, I know that we're going to also have some pictures of when that area was a fairgrounds. I had not known that. And so there are other things about Normandy Village or that part of Normandy Village that I think would be important to people to just sort of reflect on while they're there.
And there is history in that.
Yes, there is.
In that area. And I mean, that area has changed. You think about some of the hot shops and some of the things that were there in the 60s and 70s. That's mm-hmm. all changed.
Yeah, yeah. And yet,
but it's such a tight neighborhood.
It is, and it's a lovely neighborhood. If you drive through there, you will see the crepe myrtles, and mm-hmm. we're hoping that some of them will still maintain their
just
beauty.
Hold out
while
another
we're
week,
there, but I might not. But it's still, the only. I think it's the only dual street in the city, but I'm not sure about that.
I think there's part of Franklin that two does lanes as well. But
okay.
Yeah. But yeah. Yes, but not very many.
Right.
Yeah.
And we are very fortunate that we have the community support. And also want to thank the Fredericksburg Arts Commission and the Virginia Commission for the Arts for supporting our efforts. Because without their support, the community, this is supporting the community, not just rap arts, but all the musicians in our community. Because that has been our goal always, to highlight and showcase the incredible talent that we have in our community.
That's and what you see. Go ahead, Lisa.
I was just going to say, and we pay them, you know, we thought that was really important as an arts advocacy group, that they be paid. So nobody's donating their time. We are supporting these musicians by advocating, getting their name out there, having them perform, and also paying them.
Yeah, because these people are around, and a lot of times you'll see if you're exposed to them during Porch Fest, maybe when you see it when they're
absolutely
performing downtown or performing somewhere, you're going to want to go again.
That's
absolutely
right.
And including this year, one of the things that we have sort of expanded, we're trying to get some artists to display their wares, since we have room to mm-hmm. do that this year. We also have a face painter that's coming from 11:30 to 1:30. So all those parents who would like to have their children with these wonderful face paintings, they need to be come between 11:30 and 1:30, because she does have another gig afterward too. But we do have as we've talked earlier, we have a great variety of people. As we first said, the Rappahannock Choral Society, but we also have Harry Wilson and his jazz quartet, the Acoustic Onion. We have a handbell group, Bells and Bows. We have, of course, a lot of our Fredericksburg natives, the Hazel Run group, Peter Mealy and Laurie Rose Griffith, and also the Acoustic Onion. And all of those are very, very popular.
Yeah.
But we also are in adding, like, Mock Paderi, which is a Celtic band. We have a soul brother, Reggie Carricker, has been performing now for our second year with us. And we have Razor Hill. In addition to that, there are some individuals that have been very, very faithful to rap arts. Brian Brownhill, Stephen Bell, David Nichols have all been people who have, and Brittany Frompovich, who have been with us almost from the very beginning and have continued to support rap arts for this event. We have two new people, the Alabaster Grace duo we have never had before. They're a Christian duo, and we're looking forward to hearing them.
Yeah.
Another one of the favorites is the BST band. A lot of people may remember this one. Most of these people were actually in Spanglish at one time, so it'll be fun to have them back as well. And all of our performers are just wonderful people as well as wonderful musicians. So we are delighted to have them on our lineup this year.
Well, and they're involved in the community, and a lot of them you'll see at when the library does their music on the mm-hmm. steps, or just various things around town. You know,
right.
a lot of them are very they're recognizable names, and so they care about the community. Lisa mentioned a few minutes ago about that this is a family-friendly, no alcohol event. I have heard, Kathy, just legendary stories about people, because you're usually at one of the entrances.
That's true.
And as a former school teacher, you do not let things get by.
I use my principal voice to say, no, I'm sorry, we cannot do that. Yes, that's true. And part of that is we just want people to come and relax and have a wonderful time listening to some great music. Mm-hmm. We will have some bubbles and chalk for children if they wish to draw on the streets or on the sidewalk. And we want it to be a place that families feel they can come and have a relaxing time with their kids.
Anybody, even if you don't live in the city, if you live in the counties,
right,
you're going to be able to come and just have a really relaxing time.
Right. And anyone who wants to come, just bring $5. We really would prefer cash, but we will set up Venmo so that we can do that. But we really would like to just encourage you to come. Any child over 10 would also pay $5. But again, just remember, you're getting 16 acts in 6 hours for $5. It's a great bargain.
Well, and to be able to, like Lisa mentioned, you're paying the artists. And this helps that. And it's, like you say, that amount of time and this kind of music and this atmosphere, it's worth it.
It's a great bargain.
Worth it, yeah. And we'll have food trucks there as well. So we'll have Kona Ice, UFO, is that correct?
That's correct.
And Papa?
Pop Pop Kettle Corn,
yes.
And Mama's Soul Food. So we have four wonderful food trucks, and we are very pleased that they are supporting our event as well.
So you can come and eat and enjoy the whole day if you want, or come back and forth, as Kathy said.
Yeah.
That's right.
No, it is. I remember when we did the first time this came about, there was... You know, you hoped, you always wonder the first time, and
right.
it has been a huge success, and last year would have been the first year after
COVID.
After COVID.
Yeah.
And so
right.
And it was a little bit smaller lineup because we really wanted to make sure we were getting back mm-hmm. into the swing of things, and our space was a little more limited as well too. So we try to adapt to our venue. And we also try to make sure that we are working within what the community is expecting too.
No, it was. I mean, you were back, but you still were a little bit.
We're a little bit confined and a little bit more conservative in our lineup.
But we were really pleased. We weren't sure. You know, we have been doing this for several years, but we're still relatively mm-hmm. new. And then to be shut down for a couple of years because of COVID,
right.
We thought, how's this going to go? Are people going to remember us? Are they going to come? Well, they did.
They did.
They really did. We had a wonderful crowd, and I think people were really excited to have it back.
And that is one of the things that we really were worried about, having our momentum sort of interrupted mm-hmm. like that. And as Lisa said, it was great to see people coming because we were on sort of pins and needles wondering if we were going to have people.
If you build it, will they come?
Yes.
And the answer is yes, as always.
And it was exciting to see it build because I can remember seeing both of you that day. And early on, it started a little bit slow.
Yes.
But by the time in the middle of the afternoon, Lisa, when it was over in front of your house, I can remember just looking around and thinking, this is a big crowd.
Yes. Yeah. And one of the things we did do is we are starting at 11 versus 10, because that was some of the feedback we did get mm-hmm. that perhaps 10 was a little early to get people there. So we're going to see if this works a little bit better, because we want to make sure we have a good crowd for all of our musicians.
Yeah, our 10 o'clock slot last year was a little anemic, and what people were saying is, you know, I had to do some more of my errands in the morning, can you wait and just push it back a little bit? So that's what we did. So we listened, and we're starting at 11 this year.
Yeah, so going to 11 to 5.
Yeah, no, I remember when I got there last year, it was like, probably 10:30, and I remember seeing. And you were worried at that point, Kathy.
Yes,
you were
just saying,
"Is there any way you can get the word? We're going on today. It's happening."
That's true.
But it did happen, and people did come. And you know, and I'm going to do a shout out for Kathy because she really does the bulk of the work to make this happen.
There is a lot of work.
There's a lot of work. I mean, we're here supporting her and doing everything we can. But this is really Kathy that makes this happen. So little hand clap for her.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
She deserves the praise.
But it is worth it. And it's worth it to see the musicians performing and being able to also interact with some of their fellow musicians.
Right.
Because since this is an afternoon and there's so many people there, many of them say, you know, I really enjoyed, after I finished my set, to walk around and to hear some other folks too.
I have heard that.
And that's where they're networking, and we're providing that opportunity for them, which I think is great as well. And just seeing people coming out and talking to each other and socializing just reinforces our sense of community in the city, and I think that's well worth it.
Yeah. Oh, it is. I have seen and heard from so many of the musicians who say just that. I've always heard of them, or I would see them interacting with each other. I've always heard of you, but I have never, you know, actually seeing you perform, and there's a great value in that too.
Absolutely.
It is Porch Fest Saturday, next Saturday, the 19th, August 19th, from 11 to 5 in Fredericksburg. Kathy Walker and Lisa Durham here this morning. rap-arts.org, the website that gives you all kinds of information. It's on Facebook too. When we come back, we'll talk about Rap Arts too. That's a great website with a lot of information, and we'll continue to talk about Porch Fest. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
It is celebrating community through music on neighborhood porches. Porch Fest, August 19th, next Saturday, 11 to 5 in Fredericksburg. Kathy Walker and Lisa Durham here. We have covered a lot of ground. Boy, Kathy, you are one organized person. That's why you can do this. It's just amazing. Lisa mentioned it. Just the work involved in this. There are a lot of moving parts here to keep things going.
We start early, making sure we have the venue in January, and then we have the musicians' applications in February and March or so. We usually have that finalized by mid-April at the latest, and then we start figuring out, okay, all the other details. We need food trucks, we need porta potties, we need all of those kinds of things, the barriers, and filling out the special event permits with Parks and Recreation, and then making sure that we're having only food trucks that have correct permits. So it's a lot.
Yeah.
We also start talking to homeowners and early. I think our homeowner meeting was March 31st this year. And we really, really cannot do it, as Lisa said, without our homeowners, because we need their support and their enthusiasm for hosting musicians on their porches. And we have been absolutely delighted in the 4 years that we have put on Porch Fest to have such cooperation and such, again, enthusiastic support. Because that's what makes Porch Fest work. Not only the great musicians, but the great homeowners.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you need volunteers for next
Saturday?
We
would love to have anyone else who would like to volunteer. We have spots in our setup time, which would be about from 9 o'clock until 11. Then also we have two-hour shifts at each entrance barricade, because we want to make sure that people can come in wherever they are. And we usually need volunteers for that as well. So we would love to have anyone. You can contact me at walker.ck921@gmail.com, or actually you can even give me a call at 540-373-9338. Again, those are two ways that you can contact me if you would like to volunteer. That's walker.ck921@gmail.com, or call 540-373-9338. We'd love to hear from you.
No, volunteers are like you say, it's all manageable, and sure. If you're looking for a way to give back to the community,
absolutely.
Here's a fun way to really do it.
It is really a lot of fun, and you'll see friends and neighbors, people you know, and it's a great way to volunteer your time.
And we also hope that members of the Fredericksburg Arts Commission come out, because they have been one of our major supporters, and we enjoy having them see that we are providing a great community service.
This is from the very first year. I just remember just walking around and just thinking, this is really what makes this whole region special.
Yes,
that you can have something like this.
We have such a vibrant arts community, and this is one of our events that we showcase musicians. There are others where we try to showcase visual artists or dancers or literary people. We are very pleased that we have a new person that came to our annual meeting who writes poetry, that we want to talk with her more about how we can help her get more notice in our community too.
So talk a little bit about Rap Arts and what all that you do, because you're a very active bunch.
We are. And we really look at our arts community as something that is a hidden jewel in some cases. Now, those of us who live here and are really active know our musicians and our artists and mm-hmm. our theater people. But there are many other people in our surrounding counties, mm-hmm. in Washington, in Richmond, that really have no idea
right.
what a vibrant arts community we have here. And we really feel that we need to become an arts destination of merit, or a place that you come, not only for the history. So come for the history and the dining, but stay for the arts.
There you are.
And so we want them to see all the different things, and the talent that is in our community is just immense.
Now, we see it, like you say, with the artists, and a lot of these you'll see on First Friday if you
right.
just stroll
right.
around. But the artist or the music, and you just look at the lineup that you have of,
yeah.
of local. But even you look at some place like Riverside.
That, exactly.
Absolutely.
That here. This is really, like you say, it's a rich community for the arts, but that doesn't always get communicated.
Absolutely. One of the things that we did this year, we provided a stipend to the Riverside Foundation to help a child come to their camp during the
right.
summer.
Yeah.
Because we feel that those are the kinds of things we need to continue to support. And growing audiences are part of the things that will continue to help our artists have an audience, but not only that, but an appreciation for an arts community.
And we're always looking for new members as well as new board members. So if there's anyone out there that really loves our arts community and mm-hmm. wants to be part of advocating for that community, please contact us. We would love to have you come on board, because there's really so much that could be done.
Absolutely.
And that's really our mission, mm-hmm. is to be an advocate for the arts here in the Fredericksburg region, really the Rappahannock
mm-hmm.
region,
yeah.
not just the city.
Well, and you also look at the schools, and you look
yes.
at the type of when in the especially in the spring when a lot of them do some of their dramas and mm-hmm. or musicals, or you look at marching bands in the
mm-hmm.
area. There
yeah.
really is a lot of there is a lot of talent and people that go on and do things at colleges and universities all around the country.
Absolutely.
Well, and even professional people. We have professional actors that live here and are making their living that
mm-hmm.
way. And we do have professional musicians that are making their living as professionals here. And I think that sometimes all of those things are sort of understood, but not appreciated and maybe highlighted as much as they should be.
Right. And dance troops and multicultural
dance troops
and
yeah.
just all sorts of wonderful things happening. Living in the city, most of us who live in the city do know about these things. And
right.
it's really a matter of, what do I go to tonight?
That's
exactly
right.
My husband David and I have to figure out, okay, what's our plan? Because there's so much going on.
Right.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure everyone knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, there's still, it'll be every year when there's the Martin Luther King program over.
Right.
A lot of times, a lot of these groups, and you'll think, I've never heard of these I've never heard of this. Yeah. You know, whether it's in song or dance, like you said, there's so many dance troops around
Absolutely.
Here. Or people who take lessons or kids. And so it really is active.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we would like to do even more. So
Absolutely.
If we have more people who join us, we'd be able to expand what we do even greater. So join us.
The best way to contact you is through...
Through my email
now. Okay.
We are working on revising and updating our website. So right now, through my email and or phone number would be great if you could just give me a buzz about what you're interested in, because we certainly need some worker bees, but we also need some people who have ideas and maybe who want to just support the arts, and we would be more than happy to welcome you into our fold.
And we also we're on Facebook, so we have a Porch Fest page, but we also have a Rap Arts Facebook page and Instagram, so you could always message us through that as well.
Great.
No, like you say, you get more people, you get new ideas, and you all seem very open to new ideas.
Absolutely, yes. We love new ideas.
Yeah.
Well, I remember when Porch Fest just came, somebody had seen it, I can't remember.
In Birmingham, in New York.
That's right.
With Linda, right?
Yes. Yeah. And
Linda Bear. That's
Linda Bear.
Linda Bear
yes.
had seen it in New York and therefore brought it back to us. And our first year was actually on Marie Street, and we had fewer acts because we were just novices in what we were doing.
Yeah.
And it was a great, great event. And my community or my neighborhood continues to want to say, you know, we could do that again. So we do try to rotate our venues throughout the city neighborhoods. And every year we want to change simply because we think also, not only are we highlighting and showcasing our musicians, but we want to show people that you ought to visit some of these other neighborhoods.
Exactly.
Because the city has a sense of community that is very, very important and very special.
Yes.
And it's because of all these unique neighborhoods. And so we like to move around so that we can invite people into the neighborhoods and find out a little bit more about how great the city is.
Yes.
No, a lot of times, because in some of those neighborhoods, I only know because either I'm parking there to go, in this case, to go on the walking trail for this year. But in other times, I'll have parked in some of these neighborhoods to go to for the Christmas parade or something like that, and it does give you a chance to you see the various houses and
the unique architecture, the different history, the different decade it was built and why, and it's really fascinating.
And the neighborhood this year has 40s and 50s houses mainly, and so that's also an interesting thing to see. It's a totally different type of venue than we were in last year.
No, and last year I had really not been. I'd been to Kenmore. That was sort of that neighborhood, but not on any of the streets around
it.
So,
and so for any neighborhood that's listening, we really, if you are interested in having Porch Fest in your neighborhood for the next year, then please come to us during next Saturday and let us know that you might be interested in having Porch Fest in the future. Perhaps not immediately, but we give us your name so that then we would have a contact person for our neighborhoods in the future.
I'm sure you're not going to tell me, but you must have in mind where you might be next year.
We do.
We think we are thinking about it, yes. And so those are the kinds of things that we like to plan ahead.
Yeah.
But we want to talk to people so that then we can say, all right, are you sure that you have the support of your neighbors? Are you sure that you can be the captain of the sort of spearheading for us in the local neighborhood, and you're not going to move in the next 2 years?
Right. So yes.
Those are things we just want to know, because we do like to have those special contacts.
Yeah, so before we announce anything, we make sure that the neighborhood is completely on board.
Yeah, completely on board. And I'm sure, because Lisa, in your case, your house, you've done various other open house kinds of things.
Oh, yes.
I would think this is less than you know, a candlelight tour kind of
thing.
Oh,
yeah, sure. Yeah, because it's just the porch.
It's just the porch.
Yeah, so, you know, we've had our houses on various tours in the past, and that's the whole house and garden and everything. So this is really easy.
Yeah.
This is just simply your porch. Again, you just have to kind of clear things away so that the band has room, provide electricity, and really that's it. Mm-hmm. And people are very respectful of your property and your yard, and it's just, it's really wonderful.
Oh, it is, because people just they'll sit for an hour in front of your house and listen to music, and then they pick up and
go to another house.
Go where they need to go.
And that's one thing we do need to stress too. Don't forget, bring your own portable chair.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you want to be able to sit in the street or on the yard and or on the sidewalk and listen to the music. So make sure you bring your portable chair with you.
And we will be providing some water and things like that.
Yeah.
So we always do every year.
But no coolers.
No coolers.
And
we have our coolers, but that's just full of water. And so that's what we want to just maintain.
And we do want to have a good business for our food trucks who are joining us.
Sure.
And make it worth their while as well.
Yeah.
And those food trucks are Kona Ice, UFO, Mama's Soul Food, and Pop Pop Kettle Corn. So even if you're just walking on the Riverside Trail, you can come over and get your lunch right there.
Yeah.
You could.
Yeah.
And where are we parking, Kathy?
So there's a lot of street parking in that neighborhood or in the area.
Yeah.
Sort of before, and for those of you who don't know, the neighborhood is near the or behind the Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's Hanson Avenue. And so you need to make sure that you are making that are you.
Kathy, you are in.
Yes.
You are in demand. As much as you have to plan here, this is not surprising. Hopefully, it's not your husband calling.
No. But he knows better.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry.
No, that's
about
why, you are so busy with this. There's so much to be
done.
And
actually, that's one of my volunteers probably calling me right now. And that's great.
Kathy's volunteer. She's busy right now, but she'll get back with you.
But we are very, very happy too that two of the churches that we've heard from that in the neighborhood that have said they will be more than happy to let us use their
parking lots. Yeah.
Northside Baptist on Woodford Street, and the Way Lutheran Church on Route 1, that they have actually bought or taken over the purple building that used to be an electric company.
Oh, yeah.
And so that they have said, yes, they're very excited about the possibility there, too. And we know that there's also street parking on Wallace Street, probably in the 200 and 300 blocks of Hanson Avenue. And I have made contacts with some other professional buildings around that area, but I haven't heard back yet. But we do feel that I'm trying to alert all the neighbors around there that this is going to be a big community event.
So I'm glad you asked that, Lisa, because parking is always
an issue. Of the issues, right?
Yeah. Well, this is going to be fun. We're going to take a quick break and wrap this up. When we come back again, it is Porch Fest next Saturday, August 19th, 11 to 5. And in Fredericksburg, Walker, let me see if I get this right.
Okay.
Walker CK921
at gmail.com.
Walker CK921@gmail.com or 373-9338. If you want to find out about rap arts or want to get involved with volunteering or just get involved with Porch Fest in some way, Kathy Walker is your person. And if her husband answers the phone, he will be very polite and will take the message accurately. Kathy Walker, Lisa Durham here. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Porch Fest, August 19th, 11 to 5 in Fredericksburg. Next Saturday, it is over the 400 blocks of Hanson Avenue and Welford Streets between Woodford and Riverside Drive. We just talked about parking, and it's the kind of thing that you may have to drive around a little bit, but you've talked to people, and you'll find parking. $5 for adults and children over 10, and It's going to be a good day.
Yeah. It's going to be a great day. And we're looking forward to welcoming all kinds of people from Stafford and Spotsylvania as well as the city. And so if you have some guests from out of town, bring them along. I think they will be impressed with the incredible talent that we have that will be on display next Saturday. And we have many different genres of music, so you can have folk, you can have jazz, you can have a choral group, you can also have many classical guitarists and other music that is going to entertain you and charm you with the talent that our musicians have.
16 acts gives you a wide range, and that's more than you've had in the past.
It's 16. And so what a bargain. 16 acts in 6 hours for $5. You can come and we give you a wristband so that you can come and go if you would like to leave and come back, or if you have an appointment, but come on back and listen to our closing acts. They're really great too. So it should be a wonderful day for music and for the arts in Fredericksburg.
And it just shows you just see that although the area and the city is growing at sometimes rates that we wish it wasn't growing like that, it still is a very close-knit community.
It is.
It always has been. You know what? I think it always will be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just Fredericksburg, and I don't think that'll ever change. And if you want more information, things that we've talked about, you can go to Facebook. We have an event page, and all of this will be on that event page as well.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's all kinds of information. The one thing, no coolers if you don't want to hear Superintendent Walker's or Principal Walker's voice.
No alcohol. This is a family friendly event. No alcohol and no coolers, but bring your portable chair.
Yes.
Yeah, you do need a chair, and that's a good point. Mm-hmm.
And probably a hat, because if it may be very hot, and water will be great, but we'll have some water available too if you run out.
And if you're a neighborhood in the city and think we might be interested in this,
contact us at the welcome tent. Yes.
Yeah, just talk to somebody about that, because it does really showcase an event, and like you said, Lisa. For the homeowner, all you have to do is have a porch and be able to just, you know, provide an electric strip to plug in.
And that's it. Yes. And we take care of all the rest. And we come, we set up, and we take everything away. And your neighborhood looks exactly the same after we leave.
That's right. Don't botch it. I'll let you, Kathy, one more time give your information.
Sure. So if you're interested in joining Rap Arts, we'd love, or volunteering for Porch Fest, please give me shoot me an email at Walker, WALKER, C as in cat, K as in kite, 921@gmail.com. Or give me a ring at 540-373-9338. And we are looking for volunteers, and we're looking for more members. So please think about it. We are an arts advocacy group, and we want you if you are interested in arts.
Kathy Walker, Lisa Durham, thank you so much. Porch Fest next Saturday, 11 to 5. That's it. Thank you for listening. We'll see you on Monday.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.